Some time ago, an evangelist had closed out a meeting in a Midwestern town and was boarding a train to start his long journey back home. As he boarded the train, he looked around and found himself seated next to a young man. He tried to start a conversation with him by making some comment about the weather, but the young man did not reply. So the journey began in silence. They traveled for quite some time in silence when all of a sudden the young man burst into tears and began to cry. The preacher leaned and touched him on the shoulder and said, "Son, I'm a minister. I'd like to help you in some way if I can." The young man looked up at him with tears in his eyes. "Yes, preacher, I really do need someone to talk to. You see, about 2 years ago, I became so mean and so wicked. Why, I went as far as to strike my own dad. With my fist. My dad finally told me, 'Son, the way you're acting, you're worrying your mom and I. And if you can't straighten up, you're going to have to leave.' Being the rebel I was, I packed up my belongings and left, not knowing where I was going or what I was going to do. For the past 2 years, I've wandered from town to town and job to job, just out in this old world. A couple of nights ago, I was just wandering around and I heard some music playing. I looked up and found I was in front of a little church across the road. Something seemed to draw me into that church. I slipped in and took a seat on the back row. When the preacher began, it seemed like everything he had to say was directed straight to me. When he finished his sermon, he explained, all of us are born in sin and need a Savior. And if we realize that we are a sinner, all we have to do is confess our sins and ask God to forgive us, and he can save us. I thought my heart was going to burst. I almost ran down to an old-fashioned altar. I fell on my knees and confessed my sins and begged for forgiveness for the way I treated my mom and dad, and the Lord gloriously saved my soul. As soon as I got back to my room that night, I took out a pen and paper and wrote my mom and dad and told them what had happened to me. I asked them if I could possibly find it in their hearts to forgive me. I sure would love to come back home. The preacher said, "Well, son, I'm glad to hear you made things right with the Lord. But my question is, if you just wrote your parents 2 days ago, you haven't had time to get an answer back. I assume you're on this train to return home. How are you going to know if your parents have forgiven you or not, or whether or not you will be welcome back home?" The young man replied, "Preacher, all my life we have lived by this old railroad track in this little farmhouse. Out in the backyard there, to the track, stands a big old apple tree. I wrote my mom and dad in that letter that if I'd be on this train, and if they had found it in their hearts to forgive me, just hang a little white rag on the bottom of that old limb of that old apple tree. So I could see it from the train, and then I'd know I'd been forgiven, and it was okay for me to come home. And if that rag wasn't there, I'd keep riding and never bother them again." The preacher and the young man rode on through the night in silence, and just about daybreak, the young man began to cry again. The preacher asked, "What is it now, son?" The young man looked up. "Oh, preacher, we're getting close now. I've sat here all night and thought about all the mean, crazy things that I'd done and realized how I had hurt my folks, and I know there's no way they could possibly forgive me. It's just another mile or so up the road. up the track around the bend. I'm just so afraid that rag won't be in the tree. I just can't bear to look. The preacher said, "That's okay, son. I'll look for you." He took out his handkerchief and wiped the old train window. And as they ran onto the bend, a great big smile came over the preacher's face. He said, "Look, son, you've got to look. Why, it looks like that old apple tree's in full blossom. There are white rags hanging all over the tree, and there stands your mom and dad. And they're not waving a little handkerchief. No, sir, they're waving a big bed sheet, saying, 'Come on home, son. We forgive you. We still love you. Come on home.' Friend, I'm so glad to report to you, and we all have a Father in heaven, dressed in white array, standing with outstretched arms, waiting. It doesn't matter where you've been, or what you've done, or what you've said, or what you've done. All you have to do is realize you are a sinner. Confess your sin and ask for his forgiveness, and he'll say, 'Come on home, child. I forgive you. I still love you. Come on home.'"